Utah's capital city is looking at what it can do to help keep Bonanza Flat pristine. That's according to Matthew Roha, who's the director of communications for Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski.
Salt Lake City is currently working with Park City to actively explore ways that our public utilities can help and assist in the purchase of land at Bonanza Flats.
Roha says Salt Lake City Public Utilities has a history of working with other municipalities to protect delicate watershed areas around Wasatch Front and Wasatch Back, areas that are not within Salt Lake City limits.
We invest in land to keep things open space, and our primary interest would be to protect the watershed. As you know, in the Wasatch Front and a little bit on the Wasatch Back, you can see how it's all connected. So our desire with this fund and to protect the open space is to protect the watershed to ensure that the area remains open space so that the water that pours out of the watershed, which is our drinking water for the city and all of the county, is protected. So our primary interest is to protect the drinking water of the city and the county.
Last summer, Salt Lake City bought 305 acres above City Creek Canyon for $1.375 million. $640,000 of that came from the Watershed Fund. The rest came from an open space bond.
Salt Lake City manages and has protected for almost 100 years the delicate watershed in Little and Big Cottonwood Canyon and Immigration Canyon and Mill Creek. So it's really a tradition we take very seriously.
Salt Lake City Public Utilities delivers drinking water to more than 300,000 people in Salt Lake City, Holiday, Cottonwood Heights, Mill Creek, and portions of unincorporated Salt Lake County. According to the 2016 annual report, 60% of that drinking water comes from the Wasatch Watershed. And over the past 105 years, Salt Lake City Public Utilities has purchased more than 31,000 acres for watershed protection. Park City has a contract to purchase Bonanza Flat for $38 million, but voters approved a bond for only $25 million. The city has until March 15th to come up with the remaining $13 million. Summit County announced it will give almost $6 million to the effort, and more than $1 million has been raised in private donations. What Salt Lake City Public Utilities' contribution will be remains to be seen, along with what conditions, if any, will come with that money. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.